The European Union and Turkey say they've come up with the outline of a bold new plan to address the migrant and refugee crisis. At the center of the plan, Europe would send migrants who reach its shores illegally back to Turkey. And in exchange, the EU would promise to take one refugee from a camp in Turkey for every migrant it sends back. The BBC's Selin Giret joins us by Skype from Istanbul, Turkey. Selin, tell us more about the details of this proposal and what's in it for Turkey.
Well, the deal is not yet finalized, but Ankara feels like it actually played its cards really well this time. Turkey reportedly asked for a further 3 billion euros of EU aid, which Ankara says will be spent on the well-being of the Syrian migrants. Furthermore, Ankara also wanted the EU to grant visa-free travel for Turkish citizens from as early as June, which was like one of the most demanding things by the Turkish government. The third thing that the Turkish government could tick in its box of what did I gain from this these negotiations is speeding up of the long-stalled European Union accession negotiations. This was one of Turkey's demands as well. Turkey made it clear that they wanted this summit in Brussels to be not only about migrants, but about Turkey-EU relations as well. And it seems Turkey, in return for what it proposed for offering to take back all irregular migrants going from Turkey to Greek islands on a one-for-one deal and asking EU to allow in a registered Syrian refugee already in Turkey in return, Turkey actually offered this and got what it actually asked for.
Well, this is the other ironic thing about this is if Turkey were to become a part of the EU, of course, all of these people would be able to freely go into the European countries that are trying to send them back to Turkey right now.
Yes, that is the irony, of course. But many people think Turkey will not become a member of the EU in the near future, at least. But of course, carrying on with these negotiations is absolutely important when you, of course, think about the domestic politics as well. These negotiations, the EU accession negotiations, were stalled for a long time. So this is, for probably the last decade, a breakthrough in that sense. Turkey is taken seriously by the European Union. There are summits being held with Turkey every now and then. Turkey has become this crucial partner because of the migrant crisis. And the Turkish government tried to turn this into an opportunity. And it seems like they have managed to, at least for the time being. But of course, there are concerns. There are concerns about how to implement this deal. How easy will it be to implement this deal? And I have spoken to migration experts, and they think it's not going to be very easy.
Well, and in the near term, how can Turkey handle the millions of refugees who have already come in, not to mention any more who would be sent in from Europe?
Well, Turkey already accommodates 2.7 million Syrian refugees at the moment.
Right.
And the Turkish government says the cost of accommodating these people has been over $8 billion. So this was already a very big burden on Turkey, on Turkish economy. There have been social tensions as well. But having said that, I have also to emphasize that Turkish society has been overwhelmingly welcoming towards the Syrian refugees, although we're talking about millions of people.
Are the Syrian refugees who are in Turkey able to work? Are they living in camps? Have they blended into society and are just seen as other people who live in Turkey?
There are about 25 refugee camps scattered across Turkey. Only 10th of the population, of the Syrian population, live in these camps. The rest live in towns like Istanbul, like Gaziantep on the border. They are scattered across the country as well. As I said, there haven't been social tensions, serious social tensions within the communities, but there are serious integration problems. Previously, the Syrian migrants weren't granted work permit rights, for instance. Now that has been proposed and accepted, so they will be able to work, though in limited cases. Education is another serious problem because of the language barrier as well. Syrian migrants speak Arabic, Turks speak Turkish. So it has proved to be seriously difficult to educate hundreds of thousands of Syrian kids. Health services, they can make use of health services, and it seems like there are minor problems in that case. But education and being part of the workforce are serious problems. And Turkey says the 3 billion euros that EU has already pledged and the further other 3 billion euros that Turkey is reportedly asking for will be spent predominantly for the well-being of the Syrian migrants already living in Turkey, for raising their living standards, for giving them better access to workforce and education.
So what's the next step here? When will we know if this plan has been agreed to?
Well, the next summit will be held in 10 days when European Union will be trying to finalize the deal reached in Brussels yesterday. So everyone in Turkey, in the EU, and the Syrian migrants trying to make their way to the EU or already living in Turkey are holding their breaths, especially the Syrian migrants, millions of them, because they don't yet know what the future will be holding for them.
That's the BBC's Selin Girit in Istanbul, Turkey. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.